Charlie.
It's mostly sales I want at the end of the day. It's sales. I want to be out in the field, you know. I don't think I could handle sitting in an office from 9 to 5 for the rest of my life. But I've actually did a little sales before. In fact, I did sold timeshare, you know. People don't like that. But my friend's just back from Marbella, and he was only there a fortnight, and he was invited over there with friends of his, and they own a timeshare office and things like that. And he went off for a holiday, and I was there one day, and he closed a deal, and he made £1,800. He was only there one day, you know. So I was speaking to him last night. He just came back last night, and he was telling me, you know, he made all in the 2 weeks he was there, he made £2,900 for 2 weeks, you know. And there was only a couple of deals he closed. So that's got my brain going, you know. Do I want to do that? Certainly, come on, if it's going to be that kind of money, definitely, that's for me. I went over for a holiday. I went over for a month to begin with, but I got to know the jet set, as they would call themselves, and I actually got caught up in it and started driving a car for this fellow. I was doing an OPC, an out of personal contact, to get people off the street to get them into the hardline sellers in their resorts. And he was paying me like £500 a week. Cash, you know, so that kind of was played a major part of me staying for 6 months, you know. Well, there is dirty tactics, if for want of a better word. On the line, actually selling, they have to let people know what they're getting and what obviously you have to the bare essentials, what they're getting and how it is a saving. They're getting this for a saving, and what they're getting it for, and can you afford that? And one of the dirty tricks is, I didn't like it at all, was there'd be lots of contact with the women, speaking to the women, and have the husband sitting kind of quiet. But it was mostly, the spiel was mostly directed at the women, you know. The hardline seller would actually embarrass them into buying a timeshare. So you can't afford that, as your wage bracket doesn't meet this criteria then. And the wife would go, the husband, of course, do you tell him? Of course I would. You know, we can't afford this, so you can't afford it. Sign here. That was one of the dirty tricks, and I didn't like that at all, you know, embarrassing people into actually spending their money. I employ mostly joviality. Let them know that I'm not a robot, you know, and actually have a personality. But I try to be as honest as I possibly can. You know, if I'm actually selling a product, I have to believe in that first, you know. If I know I'm giving people a deal, it'll make me feel 10 times better in my work, mm-hmm. and actually getting people to buy, you know.
You were saying that sometimes, you know, when you're getting enthusiastic on the phone.
Over-enthusiastic.
Well, tell me what you were doing.
Well, when I do actually feel I've got a sale happening, I kind of run off. And it's very evident that I'm excited, you know, and and whoever I'm speaking to on the other end of the phone, my fish, as we would call them, they would notice that, you know, and say, what's the catch here? This guy's too excited, you know? Obviously, the whole office knew there was a deal happening, because everybody in the office is well as down the corridor in the other offices, you could hear me, you know? So this is me trying to be polite to this guy, calling him Rab, and he was on a mobile phone in his car with his window down. He's asking me to speak up, you know, and that's the worst thing you can say to me when I've got a sale happening, you know, and I'm away off it as it is, you know, and he's asking me to speak up. So it's, yes, Rab, you know, and people could probably hear me in Govan, you know. That was very funny that day, and I put the phone back down. Everybody in the office started clapping, you know. You done well there, Charlie.
Yeah,
you done well there.